Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
He's Tim Batt. I'm Guy Montgomery. And this, well, this is a dumpster. Together, we're best known for watching bad movies too often. But as the world turns to custard, we got a new thing going on.
We want to create the world's first ever trillionaire and then swiftly remove the world's first ever trillionaire, dispersing their funds to humanity at large.
We're taking your ideas, pitching them against each other until we find one winner.
Welcome to Killionaire.
Welcome along to another exciting episode of Killionaire TV. The only program looking to fundraise and execute some of our globes, best and brightest.
Sure. I'm Guy Montgomery. You haven't said that word in a while. You got unconfident about the word globes.
Wow, we might have some flat earthers on our hands.
That's a good point. Yeah,
yuck
true.
Anyone's yum before they launch into some pitches. I'm joined as always by my esteemed associate Tim Batt, and today pitching their ideas we have Dylan. Hello, Dylan.
Hello. How's it going?
Hey,
accent, Kiwi accent,
not unlike our own. And from further afield, I believe, we have Brad. Hello, Brad.
Yeah, I sound a little different, but yeah, yes, I'm here and excited still.
Is that an Invercargill accent that I hear? Is it the South Island of New Zealand?
No, I was raised in Texas here in the United States, home of several billionaires.
Oh, okay.
This could work for or against you.
Don't want to brag about it. Well, thank you so much, Brad, and congratulations on being raised in Texas.
Guy, what I'm going to ask you to do is write down a number on the piece of paper in front of you, which Brad and Dylan cannot see, between 1 and 100,000.
Between 1 and 100,000, okay. I'm going to write the two numbers down at either end, and then I'm going to choose a number which is going to be...
Dylan, I'm going to ask you first, what number would you like to select? Whoever has the closest guess will get to pick who goes first.
I would like to select 27,342.
Okay. And Brad, what number would you like to choose?
I would like to choose 168.5, which is the current net worth of Jeff Bezos in billions.
168.5.
With some relevancy there.
Okay.
Guy, so, what was the number that you selected?
Well, I selected the number 245,000.
Okay, and so that's actually larger than 100,000, isn't it? So you seem to have failed at the first hurdle here. You've even written down 1 and 100,000, well, and then you've also written down 245,000.
I'm a words guy. I've said that from the start. I'm not a numbers guy. I have written down a pretty big number.
You've written down a number so large.
Well,
in fact, I don't know if we can get a shot of this from our crew, but it's in the middle. He's written it in the middle of the scale as if it's representative of the midway point that is equidistant.
Well, it was obviously,
it's not. It's off the page.
It was meant to be, I guess it was meant to be a different number. But it's not. It's what it is. The higher number is Dylan's, 27,000. So, Dylan, you have the honour, and I apologise to both of you for my idiocy, but you have the honour of choosing the running order for the forthcoming pitches. Would you like to go first or second?
I've been chatting to Brad, and I am really keen to see what he has got in store. So I'm going to ask Brad to go first.
That's very kind of you, Dylan. Thank you so much. That's quite kind. Thank you.
I feel as Brad, though he's probably trying to use it to his own advantage, but
I've taken the liberty of muting Dylan. So whenever you feel ready, we would love to hear your plan to get someone to $1 trillion and then perhaps find a way to end their fantastic run.
Gentlemen, my pitch to you to create the world's first trillionaire is as simple as this. It's just two words. It is grain and brain. What's a fun, popular, and usually hip-hop-based slang term for money? Bread. Welcome, Jeff Bezos, to the American Midwest, America's bread basket. He's conquered shopping. He's conquered cloud-based data storage. The man has even conquered space. The only thing left to conquer is human nourishment. Cause Nestle already fucked us on water. So, we grant Jeff Bezos, through government grants obtained by the already established and standard means of congressional bribery, the bulk of America's farmland, much of which is already primed for automation. So no workers needed. That's a big selling point for Jeff. He can grow a range of products, such as wheat, potatoes, soybeans, and even sorghum. Once the grand and fertile lands of America's heartland is within Jeff's hands, it's only a matter of time until he squeezes every ounce of wealth from the world's growing number of hungry. I'll show him financial information, such as charts,
sorry, Brad,
graphs, and figures.
We don't usually interrupt the pitches, but could you just flash me that cover of that notebook again?
Yeah,
Disney's Cars.
Lightning McQueen.
It's the notebook I use for charts, graphs, and figures.
Okay, cool.
Which I will show Jeff Bezos. And that will help me gain his trust. And also, as you can probably tell by now, I'm a full-time and fun-time party animal.
It's a healthy swig. Oh, and a vape. You are a cool guy, Brad.
Exactly. So he'll enjoy spending time with me. Such as spending nights by pools wearing sunglasses. Or speaking over actors during interviews. And this will grant me access to part two of my plan. And I don't know how well this translates, but in American parlance, to brain a person means to dome in the back of their skull with like a heavy object, such as like a wrench, a pipe, or a metal bat. I've named this one Tim.
Okay, Tim Bat, I get it.
In the case of emergency, preventing me from being able to absolutely split the skull of Jeff Bezos, like if he's wearing his sturdy space helmet, or my moderate to severe sciatica is flaring up. I have a contingency plan involving an automated thresher and a fake television interview. Thank you for your time, Tim and Guy. I hope you like my comedy proposal.
Thank you, Brad. Guy, any immediate questions, comments?
Well, just first of all, thank you for safeguarding this entire episode by aptly pointing out that this is all in the name of comedy.
Yeah.
Brad, really, really great concept. You're using the... I mean, I guess my first question is, are there not already giant food corporations or conglomerates who are sort of squeezing all the value out of the American Midwest?
Not any that couldn't be easily taken over with the hand of Congress. We could do it.
Yeah. It's a positive attitude. Handing over essentially the most powerful country in the world's food supply to Jeff Bezos. Do I like it? Don't love it. Would it work? 100%.
It's a means to an end.
Yeah, it is.
And what I enjoyed.
It feels quite like expediting the process.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. This is sort of an eventuality we can see coming down the pike anyway. Why not just hurry it up?
We bend our knee and then he bends his knee, and it sounds like Brad clocks him on the back of the head with a baseball bat.
It's the impression I get.
Yeah.
If possible.
It's the impression that I get. Brad, quick question. And normally we don't sort of explore the aftermath components of this, but we've put the food supply of America into the hands essentially of one man and then killed him. Do you foresee this being a problem, the sort of single point of failure for, as you pointed out, sort of the whole system of nourishment for 350 million odd people?
I don't find it a problem because... because I win.
Cool. Well, I've heard all I need to hear. Maybe it's time to go to Dylan. What do you say?
I'm just wondering if I've got any further questions for Brad. But, you know, I don't think I do.
All right, Brad, please stay on the line. Dylan, thank you very much for waiting.
No worries.
Good to have a Kiwi lad joining us. Not that will win you any points or favour from us when it comes to our ultimate decision-making process.
It all comes down to what you've prepared for us. So, Dylan, the floor is now yours. Please tell us your proposals.
Right, now, just before I get underway with the story, I just want to point out that in about 10 years, that's when it's estimated that... Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk may become a trillionaire just by themselves, and we haven't got 10 years. So,
okay.
We start our tale in Monaco. Musk and Bezos bump into each other when their super yachts collide in the waters of Monaco during the Monaco Grand Prix, which we know Elon Musk attends as evidenced in Iron Man 2. The yachts collide because we are driving them. My dad knows how to drive boats, and his friend used to do fishing boats, so we install them as captains of the vessels.
Legit.
We also sneak on to be crew to make sure everything goes smoothly. Because of the collision of the super yachts, the two get into a heated argument. That's Elon and Jeff get into a heated argument about damage and costs and... you know, whose fault it was. So I step in as my character, Pierre, the French waiter, and insist that they do this over dinner because arguments are best settled on a full tummy. And it's at this point that Elon Musk realizes that he did have a dinner date with Mark Zuckerberg that evening, who was also attending Monaco Grand Prix, but he decides that this... is a more important plans that he must pursue. Anyway, fast forward to dinner. Things are going well between Elon and Jeff. We're playing romantic music. candles are lit. It's nice. It's a romantic setting. These two, over dinner, realize just how much in common they have. Elon leans over and asks Jeff, "Have you ever seen a raw emerald?" They begin a worldwide romance, starting with a visit to the Musk family emerald mine. This trip cements the romance between the two, and not after long, they are married. The bond over their hurtful divorces, the loneliness of being a rich, weird freak, they realize they need each other. And they marry in an intimate ceremony in one of Elon's underground tunnels. 5 years later, as a way to celebrate their five-year anniversary, which the symbol for the five-year anniversary is wood, these two space boys go on a journey to Mars to plant the first ever tree on Mars, which is, I think, a very billionaire thing to do. The trip seems to be going all well in the SpaceX shuttle, popping champagne bottles, singing songs. But what's that on the radar? A Meta satellite is on a collision course with the ship containing our star-crossed lovers. That's right, Zuck, a scorned lover from the past, has aimed his satellite at the ship in hopes of killing those who broke his heart all those years ago. The two lovers, who are now combined to trillionaires, after cementing their worth with each other, explode in fiery passion in orbit above Mars. Zuck takes the blame after an anonymous tip from a mysterious French waiter. That's right. I have been deep in character for 5 years as Pierre, the French waiter turned advisor to Bezos. After Pretty earning good. His trust in Monaco, all those years ago, he hires me as his Alfred-type butler to be his right-hand man. Pierre is the puppet master, the voice in the ear. Bezos trusts me so much that he leaves me in control of the Musk/Bezos estate in the event of their untimely demise. When questions are asked about the mysterious French butler, he has simply vanished after shifting the money into untraceable accounts. I resume my identity and we do what we please with the trillions of dollars.
It's gorgeous.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's not just a it's not just a fundraising plot. It's a romance story. Mm-hmm. It's a story of love.
I've got an initial question, if I may.
Yeah.
Dylan, would you be kind enough to spell Monaco for me?
I've got down MONACO. Is that correct?
Okay, just double checking we're all thinking of the same part of the world. That's cool.
In my limited experience of Monaco, I have always understood it, I might be wrong, to be pronounced Monaco.
I think you're wrong.
You think I'm wrong?
I think there's Dylan and there's me. There's two people and then there's Guy, which is one.
Is this true? Well, I mean, I just think, because I was one of the first things I was going to ask was about the accent work of Pierre, and you gave us a tantalizing sample. But
I had that on the list too, actually.
I do think we need to just brush up on some of these words which could give the game away before we get to our ends. But, I mean, that's more of a note than a question.
I think we've got time for accent work. I live in Wellington, so I think there's plenty of creatives around who could probably give me some French accent lessons.
Miranda Harcourt, I know, is a very good acting coach. I think she's good with the speech stuff
with
as well.
Accents, yeah. So what I liked about this idea is that you're using what we already have. The you've sacrificed some of the fundraising energy instead towards fusing the assets of those who already have a lot. But I was running a quick number check, and as currently estimated, I believe that Elon Musk is worth about $244 billion. Jeff Bezos, Brad said, I can't remember the exact number, but it's in the 168 billion dollars. And then you've got Zuckerberg's fortune in there as well, which is 107.5. So that still gets us only if we somehow, if all of this comes together and we get all of these fellas together and we fuse their assets, we're still only at about...
Do you know what you're forgetting?
We're 5 years in the future. We're still only at $519 billion.
So right now, inflation is at, I think in America, something in the order of... Well, it's very high right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the figure is. Something between 4 and 7%.
I think there's something you're missing there, Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the power of love. The power of love. When these two, they've finally found their soulmates. And once you do that, there's no stopping you. There's absolutely no stopping you. These two, they're going to be more motivated to work with each other.
Mm.
And I think Amazon and Tesla, once they combine, Tesla's on, like that's going to... It's going to go gangbusters. It's because these two working together with their love, I think that's what does it for me.
So you think that their relationship will lead them both to check their egos, not with respect to the world, but with respect to each other. And instead of regarding one another as adversaries, they can instead say, but what could we achieve together?
Absolutely.
It's the Huey Lewis defense.
Yeah.
The power of love is a curious thing.
Another question.
Like one man marry another man, join their fortunes, then have a satellite on track for a collision course with those two married men, and then team up and then wait for inflation to take care of the rest to get to $1 trillion.
That was the first draft of Power of Love. I just want to know, you've got your dad and your dad's mate captaining the super yachts.
Can we get their names? Is that possible?
My dad's name is Ricky.
Ricky.
And his mate is called Grant.
Ricky and Grant.
How big were the fishing boats that Grant was captaining? Because I do fear that we could give the game away before we even get started if they can't actually navigate. I know that there is a crash, but it needs to be perfectly orchestrated, right amount of damage, nothing that's actually going to jeopardize the safety of the passengers when we're trying to get them to fall in love with each other. There's a few variables at play.
Considerably like big size fishing boats, like you know, commercial fishing vessels that are, you know, out way out deep ocean, so he knows his way around a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And how involved are they in the plan? Are they purely pawns who are captaining these ships, or will they be, you know, with us throughout the entire process?
My dad is you know, he's, I think he's quite anti-capitalist. He's a small business owner, but he comes from it in a different way. He's quite keen on redistributing the wealth. So my dad is totally invested, and I don't think Grant's up to much. So I think he'd just be
very cool.
Willing to, you know, he's inland at the moment, so he's not got much on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Well, again,
these are really strong.
They're both really strong, and what I like is that they're both really different. It's a bit of an apples and oranges assessment we're making here.
I've got a Ted Kaczynski, I think his name is, the Unabomber vibe off of our man Brad. There's a sort of solo man who's been left to his own devices in the wilderness and given a lot of time to think about things.
And his eyes had a very sort of satisfying and terrifying pop when he was punctuating some of the more grandiose parts of his ideas. I like that he did was it was a blend almost of high and low, where he laid out a pretty detailed and what seemed like a logistically reasonable means of helping Jeff Bezos monopolize the entire US economy. Before simply braining the guy. I like that it was all so well thought through, and then at the end he whacks him with a bat.
Waste him with a bat, a big steel bat. Named Tim, which is, it's got to get some points for that.
There was some great comedic pauses after he was, really spotlighting certain gags. And then we, of course, have Dylan, who I feel like is more in the sort of Shakespearean storytelling tradition, has mapped out what is actually quite a touching story of, I guess, love and companionship for two people who, while obviously monstrous, probably do feel quite alienated from ordinary society. I worry if we would, or if he would, deepen characters, Pierre, develop too deep of an empathy for any of these guys to go through with the plan. But, I mean, as a concept, I loved it. What are you leaning towards?
My head is with Brad. My heart is with Dylan. And I think for me, this one is really, this is difficult. This is tricky. Taking over the US food supply, it's a surefire winner. Like, it's going to work. You know what I mean? I can see it. But Dylan, leveraging the power of love to get this thing across the line.
I do like the using what we have angle. I like the fusion of assets, and
I like Grant.
You adjusted it for inflation, and I don't doubt that if they started feeding off of each other's energy, that
I think I'm going with Dylan.
Your heart's
call it patriotism. Call me a soppy romantic, but for whatever reason, I'm leaning towards Dylan. How about you?
Look, I'm really on the fence, and I do feel like I'm weighted towards Brad ever so slightly, which means that we
maybe a rock off.
It feels that they can see it. It feels awful to do.
Sudden death. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
All right.
Hello, gentlemen. We're back. I'm not sure if you could sort of guess, based on the gestures in the last bit, how the conversation ended, but basically a complete dead heat.
You both
may be unwise to reveal, but both excellent ideas, very much on the fence. I was leaning a little bit more towards my compatriot Dylan,
and I could really visualize the plan that you'd mapped out, Brad.
Maybe because you're currently brandishing the baseball bat.
I mean, to be honest, that was the part of it that I was thinking of the least. I liked the blend of high and low, but I wasn't even thinking about the baseball bat when I was thinking of your plan, Brad. I was just thinking about enabling a total monopoly on the US economy for Jeff. Go ahead. Sorry, what were you going to say, Brad?
It's America's pastime is baseball.
Okay.
I grew up playing it. I'm ready.
I get that feeling.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well,
sorry.
You go ahead. I appreciate that. So it came down to it. Neither of us could persuade the other one or be persuaded. And that left us in the position of having to have a rock off to decide who would be a judge, the winner.
As you may have seen, I won. And that means that Dylan, you have taken out this round of Killionaire. Brad, I am incredibly nervous about your reaction to this news. I will not lie.
I would like to offer Brad a place. I would like to offer Brad a place on our team. I think he brings a unique energy. And I good think idea. If things go wrong, it would be good to have Brad as a backup with his bat.
Really good idea. Yeah? What do you say, Brad?
I'm strong, super brave, and good at pretending to be able to be around important people more important than me. I can pull this off for sure. I'm happy to join Dylan's team.
Real team player, Brad. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Brad.
Can I wear waterproof clothes on the boat?
I think you totally, can underneath man. The tuxedos, because we'll have to be wearing tuxedos to blend in.
Yeah. Oh, okay, because blood is going to happen at some point.
Cool.
Okay.
So, both of you, it's been such a pleasure, an honor, and I can't stress that enough, Brad. We love you a lot, man. Really.
I love you too. Yeah, also, you're safe. You're safe.
Oh, cool. Yes. Okay. Great. That's thanks, actually. Brad. I don't even know, but those are the words I needed to hear right now. So thank you so much to the both of you for giving your time, your expertise, and your plans. Brie, thank you for joining us. Dylan, congratulations on your win.
You. We hope you enjoyed your time on this comedy podcast. I mean, yes. It does feel really important right now to emphasize that this is all it's a bit of a laugh.
It's a guess.
Yeah,
this is comedy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.